Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Overtime in 30 minutes on The Fan. We're Grant and Danny.
We are brought to you, exclusively so I might add, by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
It is Tuesday, which means Commanders Survivor. You got to go vote. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Last few minutes to vote, so go get them in. Grant and Danny page on Facebook, facebook.com/GND. Somebody's getting sent home, and somebody is getting immunity. Darris will tell you who your winner and loser is in Commander Survivor today, as we are down to the final few players and participants. That's coming up in about 20 minutes on The Fan. Danny, we never talk fantasy football on the show, and we certainly don't talk about our teams very often. In fact, very occasionally you'll bring something up and I'll make fun of you. And I'll say, oh, tell us more about your fantasy team.
Oh, is that interesting? Who'd you pick up a running back?
But I'm going to be a hypocrite for a second and tell you about my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm going to do it is, I'm going to apologize in advance.
Okay.
But I think people will get some type of enjoyment out of this. I had the greatest fantasy football hook of a win in the history of the world this weekend. It was insane. So, backstory, Danny, you know the guillotine league that I'm in?
Yes.
I've over-talked about the guillotine league.
You're only going to do guillotine leagues from now on. It's way more fun. It's better than the regular kind.
Exactly.
Yep.
Guillotine leagues, for people that don't know, you start with one more team than there are weeks that you're going to play your season. Every week, the low score in the league gets eliminated. All of their players hit the waiver wire. You get $1,000 to spend over the course of the season, and you're picking up players based on the team that just got eliminated. So this past week, as an example, I'm adding to my team like Jonathan Taylor. I'm going out and getting these stars with whatever money I have left. So we were down to our final four this week. For whatever reason, my team lays the biggest egg.
Just an egg.
Have you ever seen an egg that's the size of a bowling ball?
I've seen an ostrich egg. So it's not quite that big, but it's close.
Let's say my team laid an ostrich egg.
Yeah.
I pick up Jonathan Taylor. He does pretty much nothing. I got Derrick Henry. He does pretty much nothing.
Wow.
I got James Cook. He does pretty much nothing.
Like, what are you supposed
nothing.
To do when that happens?
I mean,
you just say your season's over, yeah.
He stunk up the joint for me, okay? It was just absolutely terrible. So this is what happened. So I'm going to lose by 2:30 in the afternoon, right before my dentist
appointment. You have appointment. A dentist appointment. Then what happened?
I look over at Darris as we're in Minnesota, and I was like, I'm done. I've had a great run. There's money on the line. I wanted to win this league. It's over. You know, you prepare yourself like, there's a grasping stage, and then there's a resignation that sets in.
Yes. We've all done it. Come on.
So that happened where I go, it's like a bet. There's no longer a sweat. I'm just going to lose it. And the easier you allow yourself that, the sooner to come to grips, the better it is. So I just said, I'm going to lose. It's over. Everyone went to the bathroom in their pants on my team, and I have no shot. So I'm just watching my chance of being eliminated climb from, like, at the beginning of the week, everything looked great. Projections, 20% to 30% to 50% to 70%.
What can be eliminated?
Like 90%. So by the time Sunday Night Football rolls around, unless Nico Collins scores 11 touchdowns, I'm cooked. He has a very normal game. So that brings us to Monday Night Football, Danny. Well, I've written down some of the specifics here for you. I have 84.5 points, and the low scorer team that I'm competing with had 79. And Jalen Hurts is the only player left for either of us, okay? So he needs 5.5 points from Jalen Hurts.
Basically, if he took every snap and just sort of fell forward, he'd beat you.
If they run the tush push on every play,
yeah,
he beats me.
Yeah.
He's projected to score about 20 points. It was a little over 19 points. He needs five. That's what he needs. He needs five. So, again, I'm giving myself no opportunity. When it gives you the percentage chance of winning a game, you ever see that?
Yeah.
98% for the opponent, 2% for me. That's where we were, by the way. So first quarter of the game is kind of nubby. He doesn't do anything, but I'm still not excited. Then there's a play in the second quarter where he throws an interception. The interception is returned and fumbled. He gets the ball back and then fumbles. He lost 4 points on that play. That play has never happened before in the history of the NFL. I say again, he literally turned the ball over twice.
I've never seen that happen.
He threw a pick. The pick was returned and fumbled. He recovers the fumble, starts to advance, and then fumbles.
And he fumbled again.
So he lost two for the pick and two for the fumble. So that's four. So then he goes from having this really bad game, where he was already about to move ahead of me, by the way. He needed 5.4 points, this guy. He was at like 5 points in the second quarter, which is terrible anyway, but he's still advancing, whatever. Then he loses four and he's down to like 1 point at half.
It's truly unbelievable.
And I'm going, my chance of winning this thing has gone from 2% to like 26%. Still not happening. I'm not going to get excited.
It's really a one pass complete and you're done.
A touchdown pass. A 50-yard completion.
Anything.
Anything, right? Third quarter. The Chargers dominate time of possession. Eagles don't really do anything. Then they have Saquon rip off this really long 50-yard touchdown. So Hurts does nothing. So we're into the fourth quarter and this guy's got like 3.8 points. And I'm sweating this out. And now I'm like, I'm so invested. So
drops back to pass.
You know how I always hit people? You hate when I do that when I'm like super into something.
Yes.
I'm like, so Darius,
I don't hate it that much.
Well, you always bring up that you're like, oh, you're gonna hit my arm because you're really excited.
You do it. You're a slugger. You do that.
So Darius is sitting across the aisle from me on the airplane.
Just is your arm bruised, buddy?
I mean, Darius, how into this game were we last night at 30,000 feet?
To answer your question, Danny, yes, my arm's still a little tender today.
Yeah.
But we were locked into the game from start to finish.
We're working through every time they get the ball. I'm like, all right, I need a carry. Like, incomplete, and Darius is like, bro, like, it's crazy. Because it literally, like, at any point, he does anything normal, and it's just the easiest layup win of all time.
A touchdown pass, that's all it took, or a rushing touchdown.
It was to the point that, on a third and 18, a give-up 10-yard scramble has you done in. Like, you're done.
In fact, if you remember, I just remembered this, he had that long scramble that got called back for a hold.
And it was a hold.
I lost on that play. It gets called back for a hold.
I looked over and said, you're cooked. And then we saw the flag and you're like, oh!
So there's like, this is not a bit, there's like 3.5 minutes left, okay? This guy is down by 1 point. And I look at Darius, they're about to kick the field goal. And I said, it's going to overtime. He's like, no, the Chargers could win it. I'm like, it's going for overtime. I said, if it goes to overtime, if all this happened, my chance of winning in a regulation game, four quarters, was 2%, only to get to the end of the game, and then this bastard gets overtime and still beats me. What a demoralizing, crippling, terrible way to live.
Yeah.
They go to overtime. On their drive in overtime, there's a 4th and 4. He is 0.2 points behind me, or something like that. Anything that happens, he beats me. I'm eliminated, all the money's gone, the season's over. All they have to do is move the chains, 4th and 4. If he runs, done. If it's a completion, done. The stupid jerk from the Chargers jumps off sides. Now, if they stop them there and they go win it, I win. But as soon as he jumps off sides, I went.
You get four more downs.
I'm over.
Pumphrey was the guy that jumped off sides.
Thank you. Next play, completion, I'm behind. Next play, completion, I've lost.
You're now cooked.
I'm down 1.5 points. And then on the next play, he throws a game-losing interception. 2 points for the good guys, And just like that, from the depths of despair, I win the game because he needed 5.4 points and ended up with like 5.1. Jalen Hurts, for the first time in his career, threw 4 interceptions. Think about what it took. A 4-pick game.
Yeah.
A play for the first time ever where a quarterback lost 4 points because he threw both a pick, recovered the fumble, and then fumbled. All of this happened in an overtime game. And it's still
impossible.
Survive. So I know I'm talking about my fantasy team. I'm breaking my own rule, and I apologize to all of you. It is the single greatest fantasy, what's the opposite of a beat? Hook?
Hook.
Of all time. Of all the times.
Well, what's especially incredible, by the way, is we're watching it, as you said, at 30,000 feet in real time. As it's happening, like the ebbs and flows and the survival and elimination on like play after play. Like you were done probably 6 different occasions.
So
maybe
many
7
times. You wanted that one. I'll give it to you.
I didn't even mean to. No. I'm not even kidding. At the time, I didn't mean
to. That one you didn't try to do?
No. You don't realize how often you do it.
I'll take your word for that. I didn't think about this last night, but this dude who lost.
Yeah.
Imagine losing via that performance. You need 6 points from your quarterback. He throws 4 picks and has a play where he has a pick and a fumble. And you go to overtime, and you're in the lead until the last play where he throws the interception. Has there ever been a worse fantasy loss than that? Ever? How do you recover from that? You know how they say sometimes, like, it's too demoralizing in the locker room. This will ruin the team season.
Yeah.
I think you have to stop playing fantasy football.
I think you have to take a year off. You can't do a guillotine league again.
You shouldn't do a league next year if that happens to you. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But it was just great on the plane. I probably annoyed the people behind me. Like every play, I'm tapping Darius. He's like moving it. He's taking his headphones off. I'm like, right here. I need a completion. And you're doing that loud talk thing in the plane because it's really, this is what
it's the constant.
Like. Yeah. So you're yelling over that, you know? Really made the trip back to D.C. fun, though. Shout
so
out to Jalen Hurts. I have said all year long, I've undulated back and forth. I don't know. Is he good? Is he bad? Is he good? Is he bad? He's not that good. I don't know that he's bad either, but for the people that wanted to tell me after he won a Super Bowl, he's a top 5 quarterback and a top 10 quarterback, have a seat. There's just not enough arm talent. A couple things he does really well. Drops that ball in the bucket down the field. When they run him, which for some reason they've stopped doing a lot of, he's pretty good at that. Very limited, to quote Ron Rivera. Very limited. But the Eagles have problems, my guy.
They're 8-5. They're not good. Defensively, I think they're still sound. I mean, I know what happened was a couple weeks ago, maybe 3, where they gave up a bunch of yards and points. But in general, they're good on defense. Offensively, it just everything looks like a struggle. Just, you know what I mean? Last year it was, give it to Saquon. And he'll, you know, make a cut, make a dance, make a move, and then rip off a huge gain. Everything seems like a rock fight for that offense right now. I don't know what it is.
How sold are you on their defense? Because the last 2 weeks, the Bears ran all over them.
Yeah, it was the Bears that destroyed them.
And then Justin Herbert with one arm and the Chargers did enough last night, too. They couldn't get stops in big spots. I am so excited for the playoffs this year in the NFL. I'd be more excited if the Washington outfit was involved. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, Danny, the NFC, the Rams did win a Super Bowl a few years ago, so you can't quite call them new blood. But McVay, Stafford, pretty likable group. The Packers, 9-3-1. I don't think Philly or Tampa Bay, based on how they're playing right now, is much of a shot. I love Seattle. San Francisco is a pretty impressive operation, 9-4. You said to me, you had a crazy stat on them yesterday, because I've thought they played one of the softest schedules in the league. You said they've had a top 5 hardest schedule versus DVOA.
I was stunned by it. Aaron Schatz had that. I don't remember the exact number, if they were 4 or 5, so forgive me, I don't have it in front of me. But I did like one of those like triple take type things. I go, that must be a misprint. He had them listed in the top 4 most difficult schedules in the NFL via by DVOA as a measure. In other words, their opponents are good. And I'm going, no, they're not. That's the softest, easiest schedule I think I've ever seen, which is why they're getting away with this. They're just okay as they're banged up and beat up and it's back up this and you know, practice squad Peter that. And they're 9-4 despite being nowhere near as good as the Rams or the Seahawks. And that's not what the numbers said. I was stunned by that.
The Rams, I guess you can't quite say new blood to the point I was making a couple minutes ago with the recent Super Bowl. But if you take the Eagles out of the equation, I don't think there's anything that could happen in the NFC that would be eye-rolling in terms of an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl. And then in the AFC, after the Chiefs lost to the Texans on Sunday Night Football, the Ravens struggled and lose in their game to the Steelers, so they're probably not making the playoffs. The Bills did win and probably will be a wild card team at this point. Josh Allen's turning up the heat a little bit now, but they're all the way down as a sixth seed. They'd be going on the road right now. At the top of the conference, Broncos, Patriots, Jaguars.
Jaguars, man.
That's fun, dude.
Yeah.
And here come the Houston Texans. I would not want to play that defense.
I've been beating this drum for a few weeks. Again, they're one of the other teams in that list of five, by the way. All of their losses, again, you need to win some of these games, obviously, and they're starting to win them now, but their losses are all forgivable losses. One score loss to the Rams, to the Bucks when they were red hot. One score loss to the Jaguars when they were turning everybody over every other week. A field goal loss to the Broncos. And I think that might be the actual entire list. Yeah, that's all five of them. Those are all respectable. Now, again, if you were getting blown out, double-digit deficits in some of those games, you go, okay, maybe they're not that good. They just kind of didn't have their offense on track. And they've got a couple massive wins on their resume, including most recently the other night against Kansas City, where they look great. They beat Baltimore by 34 points, if you recall, before the bye week. That team is nasty. I would not want to see them.
Everybody should get to experience the joy that I did, though, with that win last night.
One of those good beats.
It's one of those like emotional roller coasters in life that you go on where I'm getting texts. Again, the technology to think about this. We're watching TV 30,000 feet in the air, barely delayed, and I'm texting back and forth with this buddy I'm in the league with, Hardy, and he texts me and he's like, it's over, man. After the completion?
Yeah.
And I'm like, did they update the score yet? He's like, yeah, he pulled ahead. I'm like, how much? He's like, 0.4 or whatever. And then the next completion's even bigger and he's like, Sorry,
dude.
And then I just see he sends me like 50 exclamation points. And I haven't seen the pick yet. And I'm like, what's happening? He's like, pick. And I'm like, shut up. Don't do this to me. And I thought he's messing with me because he's like two plays ahead because he's down on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm just up in outer space.
We're up in the sky. I mean, honestly, it reminds me of the Nats World Series run. I know it's not exactly the same. One's more significant.
My fantasy win?
Yeah, but it's like at so many times, and I'm getting texted in game seven where it's like, dude, great run. Great season.
You did it.
As Grinky is just throwing butterflies and shadow, and these guys are, I think they had 9 comebackers to Zach Grinky in that game, numbers approximate. Nobody's breaking through. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
And then A.J. Hinch pulled Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And I got the win.
Pretty much. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, think of the number of times where you go, okay, that's it. Will Smith hits that ball to right field. The whole bench empties. Nope, nothing against the Dodgers. No problem. The moments against Houston where you're trailing and Garrett Cole's warming up with the bullpen and somehow you end up winning it. I guess what I'm saying is your fantasy wins like the World Series.
Who's Anthony Rendon exactly?
You are.
Nico
in this
Collins.
One, you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crazy. Did you see the interview with Justin Herbert on Monday Night Football last night after the game? This has been talked about all over the country. Interested to get your thoughts on this. So this is the ESPN telecast. Joe Buck sends it down to the field and Laura Rutledge, and they catch Justin Herbert basically telling her to kick rocks.
Yeah, I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
No, I know, but can we just talk to you really fast? What was it like to watch the interception there?
I don't know. That didn't sound great, but basically he
you
says,
can hear, yeah. So the cuts to the camera of her sort of not chasing him, but like walking next to him, like, hey, come on, you got to do the post game.
Literally grabbing his bandaged up, bloodied up arm,
yeah.
Which is kind of funny. And she's like, dude, we're on TV. And he's like, hey, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates. Can I just do that right now? It's like, well, remember the interview that you have to do after every game? After
yeah. What's the protocols that you have to do that, right? Or no?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, first of all, if you turn down interviews, you can be fined. But it's also known if you're this is not a cornerback, which after a win, those guys are always going to say yes anyway. But a coach and a quarterback, if you're the winning coach or the winning quarterback on national TV on Monday Night Football, that's the obligation. That's kind of the gig. You're going to do something post game. But normally it's not one of those things after, again, you're not grabbing a guy after a loss. After a win, they're normally pretty happy to go put on a good face, bump up their Q rating nationally. Put on a good face for a few seconds and sell a couple jerseys. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I got a take I'll give you in a second, but what did you think of that?
Yeah, I thought it was actually a very nice, organic moment. And I know we're not allowed to have that kind of take where I'm not offended by any part of it. Like, I understand that from Herbert's perspective. Again, I know that you're required to talk post-game or your obligations during the week. I didn't know what the rule was, honestly, about the post-game. If you're rushing onto the field after a walk-off win, do I have to stop what I'm doing, giving my teammates hugs and talk to you and give you the same cliches? Or can I go celebrate with them? I mean, he realized, I think, oh my God, I'm on TV. And he turned around and was like, yep, just happy, playing through it, playing tough, whatever the things are, and went back to doing what he was doing. But actually, I thought it was a very cool human moment where my priority is not doing a media thing. It's with the team that I can't believe we won this game. Oh, my God. I'm, like, genuinely excited about that. I thought it was neat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was cool or anything. I thought he looked terrible. I thought it was a bad look. Having said that, I'm not upset at him for this reason. I don't think he knew he was on TV. I think she's chasing him around, asking him to, hey, can we do this interview? In his mind, she's trying to grab him before they send it down. And normally what would happen is I think the network should wait until she's got him. And she tells the producer, and and she's got the earpiece, and she goes, all right, we got Justin, let's go. And then they say, all right, Joe, send it down to Laura. And it's in his ear, and he's like, Laura Rutledge has Justin Herbert. Thanks, guys. Justin, we hadn't gotten to that point yet. So I think they sent it down probably a little early. Somebody jumped the gun. There wasn't great communication. And it actually made him look bad because the part that isn't supposed to be on air was on air. He's not the first player to say that, I bet. He won't be the last. But I do think it was a bad look because I would say at a 95% clip, right after a big emphatic win when you're in a great mood, the starting quarterback, who has done interviews throughout the week with Laura Rutledge, who sat down in a ballroom with her in a hotel lobby, and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and you kind of know the drill, like, hey, we'll talk to you after the game if you win. Cool, all right. You're very rarely going to get any kind of like attitude or frustration. But he's a little bit, I don't know enough about him to go hard in the paint here, but it does seem like he's a little bit of a different cat from the perspective of, do you ever really see interviews with him?
No, he doesn't like doing it.
I don't know what he sounds like. I don't really. Josh Allen, you see all the time. He's like one of the nicest guys in the league, and he might enjoy it. Like Justin Herbert, I don't know much about his personality at all. I know he dates Madison Beer because there's pictures of them out and about, and I know he plays quarterback for the Chargers. I don't know one other thing about that guy. He had a brother in the NFL. I found out about it like 6 seconds before he played.
We were floored by that.
Yeah, so he is a pretty, it seems to me like he's a pretty private guy.
Yeah, he's pretty aloof, not really that into that part of it.
He probably just doesn't enjoy it that much.
That's what I would bet on.
And it certainly came off that way.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of those where like, hey, producer, you got to help us help him a little bit here. He looked bad. Let's not make him look bad. Let's make sure he's ready for the interview. Daryl's in Maryland on Grant and Dan. He's been waiting patiently. I think he wants to hop in on Jaden Daniels. What's up? How are you, Daryl?
I'm good. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir. Got you. Yeah,
got you.
Hey, guys. I know I'm coming at a different angle here, but look at all the injuries that we've had. And you can put Jaden in there, but all the injuries that we'd had, and go back to when Joe Gibbs had those same injuries, he fired that training staff, and he brought in a training staff that got that team ready, and then in 2 years we had a Super Bowl. I think that's something that we need to look at. Yes, we need to use the rest of the season as a auxiliary preseason, put Jaden in there for the first quarter or two, but set him and get him ready for next year. See, our troops were not ready to go to war this year.
Thank you, buddy. They got to have a better camp, and I think they need to do the preseason differently if you want to talk about readying the troops, so to speak. It's the same training staff from last year when they had one of the best health seasons, injury seasons.
This was not that, but yeah, who knows who's at fault?
They're basically now even, the way I view it. Like last year, from a man games miss standpoint, they were super lucky. This year, they were in the antithesis of that. So they probably met in the middle, and now it's a normal 2 years. They just all piled up in 1 year. But was the training staff really good at their jobs last year, and now they're terrible? I just think it was more fluky and probably football happening. Like that, injuries happen in football. I mean, should the 49ers blow out their training staff every single year? Is that what they should be doing? They always have years like this.
They seem to.
Trey in D.C., what's good?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I say set him. You have to set him. If you bet in the farm on this horse, you have to set him. He has no weapons. That's why he's running for his life.
All of his weapons are back. What do you mean he has no weapons? He's got McLaurin. He's got Noah Brown. He's got Debo Samuel.
In there for what? No, Terry's in there for what? He runs one play and then comes out, sits on the sideline. He doesn't have extra.
No, Terry's got he's got his full allotment of plays right now.
Yeah, but dude, he's on a pitch count. I mean, you can't get in the rhythm when your main guy is on and off the field.
He shouldn't be on a pitch count at this point. I mean, the guy played almost 50 snaps 2 weeks ago against Denver. Had 7 catches for 100 yards from Marcus Mariota. He didn't look that hindered to me. The excuse that you don't have enough playmakers or whatever, if you want to take that up with Adam Peters and say the players aren't good enough, I guess you could do that. But you got your wide receiver 1, your wide receiver 2, your wide receiver three. In the Vikings game, you had your tight end one, two, and three. Outside of Eckler, you had all the running backs and got the entire offensive line. So that's not a reason not to play this guy. Everybody other than Ertz now, and Eckler, who hasn't been here since a couple weeks in, and I think McNichols has basically done a really good job. He's been Eckler, essentially. You got the whole group. You got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The line, you got the receivers, so that can't be a reason not to play him unless there's more injuries. The whole group's finally together.
I think that what he was talking about would have been true for most of the year. Certainly wasn't this weekend, right? McLaurin played 62% of the snaps.
Forward.
Right, assuming health for everybody. Yeah, I mean, yeah. McLaurin played 62% of the snaps, and he does come off a lot, but I think that's kind of the receiver position. I think once he's fully up to speed, it would be, you know, in the 70s probably, but that's not now. That wasn't like he was on and off, and only played like half the time or something.
No, yeah. I mean, Terry McLaurin right now. He's back. This is what you're getting. You're getting him out there working against corners. Again, go back to the Denver game and look at that. You know, his snap count for the season is 65%, mm-hmm. is what I'm looking at. Is that what his game count was as well?
This one was 62, but right in that ballpark. Yeah. That's one play.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, he's kind of right where you'd anticipate him being, I think, in terms of coming back from this injury. All right, let's figure out who is getting sent home and who's getting immunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.